Come on, let's sing now. Mountain good in the valley. Come on. On the mountain. Sing by yourself. Don't worry about them. They'll catch up with us. On the land and in the sea. Hallelujah. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good forevermore. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good. All right. Thank you. You can sit down. We have things to do. So let's just act on the word of God. We've had this all day, so let's do something. We've been talking about testimony since. Last Sunday, in the third service, I was sitting with a young man, Darasimi. That's his name. He said he was going, he couldn't be here this morning. I said he should be, but he couldn't be. He had to go to Kaduna to the Defense Academy. He was in the third service, and he wanted to be a soldier. He joined to join Nigerian Army as a combatant. He got to the army, they ran tests, and they said he had enlarged heart. So they disqualified him. And said, so go home. You can't join army because your health is not complete. So you come around. One Sunday, he couldn't make church. So he put himself online. And the Reverend Mrs. came and opened to James. We've been doing some James for some time now. And he said, is anyone sick among you? Let him call for the other. Let him pray over him, anointing with oil. Now, he was not in church. He was online. So, I think you talk about those who are online, what they should do, pray. And he prayed. And he put his hands on that heart that was enlarged. And he prayed. And he, after finished praying, believed God. And then that week, he said, let me go and find out. So, he went to the hospital. They checked all through him. There was no enlargement of heart. Those who are doctors here know what I'm talking about. You know? So, now this is what he did. He said, that worked. That worked. Oh, I have been failing this exam. He's been getting 2024 in that exam. He said, if this word of God will work for enlarged heart, it can work for also a failing subject. So, he prayed, believed God too, and the next time he did the exam, he got 84% or 82%. Then he said, let's revisit the issue of joining the army. Now, he's gotten his professional exam now. No longer going to the army as a combatant recruit level. He said, let me reapply now. And he applied again, Defense Academy. They checked all through. There was no longer enlargement of heart. And he was given admission. So last Friday, he was on his way to Kaduna to be in the Nigerian Defense Academy. Now, it's the same God. Praise God. So we're going to pray. You're going to use the same verse now. Is anyone sick among you? They anoint you with oil. You are here. And if you are watching online, do what Darasimi did. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's just act on the word of God. If anyone sick, give us James 5, verse 14. Is anyone sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. We have all our elders complete here. Let them pray over him, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. Next verse. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord will raise him up. Committed anything, be forgiven him. Can we close our eyes and give thanks to God, our healer? If you're sick in your body, that same God is still alive today. Just get up on your feet and come to the front. Let's anoint you with oil. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Just come. Play something on the keyboard over there. Let's just believe God with them. Let's just believe God with them. The same God that changed the enlarged heart, not even on the ground, but online. The same God. Can you come? Can I have us? Please come. Can we get oil over here? Now listen to me. And tell yourself that I am taking my healing today. I am here for my healing. I tell yourself, when they anoint me with oil, tell yourself, when they anoint me with oil and pray, this prayer will deliver me from this sickness. And the Lord is making me well. Tell yourself, the Lord is making me well today. The Lord is making me well today. The Lord is making me well today. Can we just come? Let's just pray. And we just pray over them. Just go. They will come and anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's join our hands together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come for your people. You spoke this in your word, and we are coming to act on that word. So this moment, we pray over them for them to recover fully. Whatever the sickness, whatever the disease, we terminate your appointment with their body, and we speak health and healing to them in Jesus' name. Now, as you are at the front, they are not going to pray again. They will not come anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. The moment they anoint you, tell yourself, I have my healing. I receive my healing. And go to your seat giving thanks to God. They just come anoint you with oil. Thank you, Lord. Can go to that end over there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As long as they anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord, just go to your seat and thank God that it's yours. Thank God it's yours. It's thank God it's yours. Like that, did. It didn't feel anything. Just thank the Lord. It's his. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, my gosh. Yes, the same God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. They just anoint you in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father God. It's the same God. It's the same story. Hallelujah. Now, believe in your heart as you are sitting down after receiving the anointing with oil. Thank him. Thank him. Tell him that. I said, I receive my healing. 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 You may not feel anything. Don't worry about that. It's the same God. Yes, Lord. 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 In your heart, take it. It's your own. 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 Yes, Lord. 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 Same, same, same. From age to age. From glory to glory, from strength to strength. Yes, Lord, same God.
You're the same God.
As you go to your seat,
with the same,
tell yourself, the Lord is raising me up, and I'm getting better from now on.
Beyond today, forever you will still remain. You're the same God, with the same.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Same God. Yeah.
You're the same God with the same story.
Yes, Lord.
Yesterday, beyond.
Thank
today,
you, Lord.
Forever you will still remain.
All right.
Same God.
Okay, hold on. Let's go to another one before we leave here. God wants to help us today. He said, Isaiah 41 verse 10 said, fear not, I'm your God. Be not dismayed, I'm with you. I will help you. Please, are we listening to somebody here? Open your eyes and open your ears and listen to me. God wants to help us this morning. Now, if you're here, don't worry, that will get through. There was a man, actually a group of prophets. They wanted to build a house. And they went to go and do, listen, the lease and equipment, the lease or borrow, that's the best word. Borrowed an axe. Because they didn't have the money to buy axe. So they went to the site and they started walking. They started walking and started walking. And suddenly, they were near the river. The head of the axe fell out into the Jordan River. Big, like Ogun River. The first thing out of that guy is, ah, master, it was borrowed. The man of God said, where did he fall? He said, there. The man of God cut a tree, dropped the tree there. What will tree go to do with the axe? Dropped it there, the axe floated. Move now. Now, God's going to help us in the area of debt today. You see, God's going to help us. It doesn't mean God coming down to come and do it for us, but He's going to help us. So if you hold any money, take paper and write the money down. Write the money on paper right now. Now, let me warn you. If God brings the money, don't divert it. That's corruption. Hello? Okay. All right, God's going to help you. What do I say? God's going to help you. But first, you can't sleep in the night, some of the debts. Can you just take paper, write it down? That amount of money, and write your name on it. I want to take it, like an offering. Of course, we collect your offering. Why can't you collect your debt too? and take it to God. We take your offering, we take it to God. Let's take your debt to God too. God is good. So quickly do that. Quickly do that. We don't have all the time in the world. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. Just write something. Pastor, I don't have any Bible. I need to have Bibles in church. As you go and buy some set of Bibles. You know, so if you borrow your neighbor's Bible. Hallelujah. Tell him, I'm going to borrow and return. Hallelujah. Write it down. Write your name on it. Can I get... okay. Help me empty this one. Yeah, this is a prayer request. Help me empty it quickly. You have to do something quick for me. Prophet, please can you come stand over here? There, please come stand over there. Collect the minister of the word of God. Can you put that one out somewhere? The minister of the word of God to us. They carry our boats, our assets, and our liabilities too. Hallelujah. Can you stand over there, dear? You do something for me. I want you to get up on your seat and drop over there quickly before we pray. Thank you, Prof. Stand over here. Now, if you have paper in your hand, the debt, your name, anything that quickly do put over there. Just come quickly and come and drop it. Come quickly and drop it. Come quickly. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you before I pray. Thank you. Just wherever you are. Wherever you are. So, Pastor, does it cover house rent? I'm owed for 3 or 4 months. Not part of it. Part of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tell yourself, God is helping me. 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 God is helping me out of this. Praise God. God is helping me. 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 Praise God. God is helping me. God is helping me. God is helping me. Say, I will help you. 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 Thank you. I will help you. I will help you. I will help you. I will help you. Fast. Thank you. I'm waiting for you. Fast. Hallelujah. Ready? Can you close your eyes, lift up your two hands and say, Father, thank you. You are my helper. You are my helper. You are my helper. You are my helper. Like if you have brought paper, say, Lord, I bring this debt to you. I want you to help me. By myself alone, it will take me a while. But I'm asking for your help. I'm asking for your help. I'm asking for your help. Now, I would like you to stand up now. Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you will have it. Now, you have prayed. You have said, God, now get up and say, Lord, I receive total freedom from this debt by your help. I receive the payment miraculously by your hand helping me. I receive it. Rest of us, let's join them. If you are sitting down, please, let's join them. They are our brethren. Let's join them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand with our brethren this morning and we receive help in this area. We receive help in this area. Now, open your eyes. Listen to this. God's going to do more than the debts. He's going to give you like he gave that woman. He gave extra for her to live on. First over here, you have to go to debt again and again because of something. God said, I'll come to you, I'll pay that debt, and I'll give you what to live on. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive what to live on. Breakthrough idea, business idea to help us to shift ourselves to another level. We receive this in the name of Jesus. Now, can you lift up your hands and thank God? Thank the Father. Thank the Father. Give him praise. Lord, oh God, a great provider. You can come there. You can bring it. A great provider. Prof. Now tell yourself, he will surely provide for me. And provide for me. A great.
You're a great provider.
A great provider.
A great provider.
A great provider. He will surely provide for me.
Yes, Lord. One more time. A great
provider.
Oh, yeah.
A great provider.
A great provider.
Yes, Lord.
A great
provider.
He will surely provide for me.
Yes, Lord. All right. Put your hands up. Say, Father, you said that if I suffer for a while, you will strengthen me. You will perfect me. you will establish me and you will set to me. I tell him, Lord, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do it. You said so. You said, you will perfect me. You will establish me. You will strengthen me. You will set to me. In the name of Jesus. Now, while you are still standing, some people here, you are doing well already. You are doing well. You are doing well. God is moving. God is, but take care. And God still has to tell you, you can increase some more. Bible says, the Lord shall increase you more and more. Now, will you this morning step out and say, Father, I want that more and more. Wherever you are, say, Lord, just that more and more. Will you step forward wherever you are? I mean, just step, take a step. You don't have to come over. Just take wherever you are, just take a step forward. Lord, I take that increase more and more. 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 I step into more and more. Yes, I've seen your increase, but more and more, more and more, more and more. I welcome increase. Increase in the realm of resources, increase in the realm of favor, increase in the realm of expansion, increase this morning. You are the God of increase. You are the God of more and more after increase. So there is more and more after increase. The Lord will increase you more and more, more and more, more and more. Now open your eyes. God said, I will multiply you. The list of number to multiply is 2. Am I right? So that's not being covetous if you ask for times 2. So Lord, whatever I have now, I'm asking for double. I'm asking for double. You said you will multiply me. I'm asking for double. Is it particular income, particular production, particular thing, your business? Say, Lord, I welcome double. I welcome double. Is it favor? Is it whatever? I welcome double. He said double. I'll give you double. I will give you double. He said, so I'll give you double. So maybe I've been enjoying certain things. I say, Lord, I want double of that. For the glory of your name, for the increase of your kingdom, for the help of others, I take hold of double wherever I am right now. Double. Thank you, Father God. Can you take your neighbor's hands and say, I believe it, I receive it. Can you clap those hands for Jesus? Amen. Hallelujah. 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 You know what? I'm leaving these ones here. I'm leaving them here. Praise the Lord. Sit down, please. Our time is fast spent. We're going to give our pastor's offering now while the choir is singing. Then we give our offering. If you don't know what pastor's offering is, you just relax. You know, it's for Munile. You know, our Molly, praise God. So, all right, let's do that quickly. Our time is fast spent. We have already spent beyond our time. Can we come quickly, choir? I hope you have a fast song. All right, praise God. Ready? Hallelujah. Let's sing. We are going to give pastor's offering first now. The under envelope, you can hold it meanwhile. Our time is fast spent. Yeah, 3 seconds Sunday. So we will now, they will sing. When they finish singing, we'll come give our offering.